Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, my friends, I'm here tonight, probably later than I have ever done a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, even with Conservative Nation Media. But we have had some problems here. I didn't do my show on Friday because of certain things that kind of happened that night, last Friday. My wife didn't get off at 5 o'clock, which is when I had my show scheduled for 7 o'clock Eastern time. Well, I'm mountain time, so it's 5 o'clock here. And by the time she got off work, it was like 5:20. And I wasn't able to get in and get my work, get my show going. So I rescheduled it for Monday. Well, what happened on Monday? Excuse me. Was I started doing my show when I was using my new microphone with the mixer, which is not new, and the mixer started going out, and 20 minutes into the show, not counting my advertisements and things like that, but 20 minutes into the show, it all ended. My voice stopped. There was nothing left with my voice. The microphone thing was saying that it was working. But nothing came through. So my show on Monday actually ended up to be only 20 minutes long. I did almost a two-hour show on Monday. And it ended up to be only 20 minutes long, which is kind of sad because I had a lot of things to say that night, mainly because I hadn't done my show on Friday and I had a lot of things to say on Friday. But all in all, the other shows this last weekend, Black by Color Only, that was an excellent show. If you people haven't heard that one, go back and listen to it. And American by Design on Sunday was also another excellent show. So we had two good shows this last week. And then we had mine and it kind of fizzled out and petered out. That was about the end of that one. But tonight, because my mic mixer had gone out on my show on Monday, I only got a short time into it with it breaking up. But I am now using my old microphone tonight, so it plugs directly into the computer, and hopefully this is working. So if anybody comes into the chat room, let me know if the microphone's working or not. But with everything that's going on, there's a lot of fraud going on out there. And I know you Democrats out there are going to say, oh, everything's fine. Nothing is going wrong. Nothing is being done wrong. But let me tell you, if that was true, we wouldn't be seeing stories in the news every day about how ballots are being found that had been thrown away like they were in Pennsylvania. They found a whole bunch that had been thrown away, and almost all of them were Trump. There was another instance where, and I'm not sure which state it was, Pennsylvania or Arizona or one of, you know, or Michigan. In one of those states, a bunch of the votes that had been cast for Trump had been put in as Biden. And it turned out to be in just one county. It turned out to be 6,000 votes that would have gone to Trump that were now going to Biden. It's no damn wonder that the polls are and everything are saying he's ahead. But if you stop and think about this, folks, there is no freaking way he can even be winning in this. You look at it. Go back to the rallies. Trump had excitement and all kinds of good things happening at his rallies. He had thousands of people at his rallies. And they were all energetic and all just 4 more years. We love you, Trump, all this stuff. A lot of energy in every one of them. But you go to a Biden campaign or a Harris campaign. There was one Harris campaign in Florida where she went and nobody showed up. Now, if you've got yourself rallies and nobody shows up, or 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe even at the most 100 people show up, how the hell can you be winning when Trump is going out doing rallies all the time and he has thousands of energetic, screaming people saying, "We love you, Trump, 4 more years." There is no freaking way that Biden can be winning. But here is a reason why a lot of the things are showing that he is winning. Listen to this one.
So the people that were in front of me, there were two people in front of me that used the Sharpie.
Yes.
That was given to them by the poll worker.
Yes.
It did not read their ballot.
Okay.
And they flooded it in there twice. I used a pen.
Yep.
Took their Sharpie and threw it away.
And it read your ballot.
And it read my ballot.
And it read your ballot.
And it read my ballot.
So what they're doing is they're telling people to use the Sharpies. That way,
yeah,
those votes aren't counted.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
So there was other people that were in there voting with their pens, and they literally went around and they were yanking pens out of their hands.
Yeah, they tried to do that to me, and I took the Sharpie and I hid it, because then they said, look for all the Sharpies that are not being used and take the Sharpies back. They had a bowl of pens behind them that they were not giving to people and only giving Sharpies out.
There we go. So the ones with the Sharpies are not being read at all.
No.
No. None of those ballots are being read.
No.
So that's and so they're doing it because they're trying to skew all of the votes in
there.
Yeah,
and they
that's
didn't,
exactly
and they
what's
didn't
going
try
on.
To even slide it more than one time. They immediately took it and put it in the front, like not even tried a second time. They just
that's correct.
Ran it through and put it in the front, and I was like, wait.
That's what they did with yours.
Yep, and I just went with the Sharpie and voted Trump, and she just put it in, and that was it. But I.
But they're not counting. They're not counting the ones with the Sharpies, and so they're forcing people to use the Sharpies, and those votes aren't being counted. That's what's going on.
Right. And then I posted it on my Facebook group chat in my neighborhood. They said they did it at the Queen Creek Library. They did it at ASU Polytech earlier. They're like 4 different polling places were doing Sharpies all in, like, between Queen Creek and, like, the edge of Gilbert.
Yep. And those ones are not being counted.
Yeah.
They're invalid.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Like, I have proof.
So they're invalidating votes is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I just,
that's how what
I feel
like.
Okay.
And then there was a guy that directly came out and yelled at me. 3 times. They both came out.
Oh, no, they called the sheriffs and said that and told us to stop handing out the ballpoint pens, in which case those are the only ones that are actually being counted and validated.
I used your pen and then I gave it back to you and I said, give this to somebody.
Yes, yes. And so we know that, and we've been telling them you need to use a ballpoint pen, not the Sharpie, and now those are getting invalidated. So people are coming here to vote for Donald Trump, and those votes are all getting invalidated. That's what's going on. There we go. That's all we need. Perfect.
Well, he doesn't think that's what you
welcome said. To the new America, people. That's what's going on.
Well, that is what I...
Okay, you see? Now, that was in Arizona. And what they were doing was forcing people to use Sharpies to do their ballots. Well, that invalidates the ballot. They won't count them if they're done in a Sharpie. People who are trying to do it with ballpoint pens, which would have been fine, were being yelled at and told you can't use those, and they were trying to take those away. Now, my question on this whole thing is, if Biden was doing so damn well and he was actually winning, as the media has now said he has won, he hasn't, but the media is saying he's won, if they were so sure that he has already won, why are they trying to keep Trump voters from voting? They're trying to keep Trump voters from voting because they know they are doing the wrong thing. They know if this was completely done the way it was supposed to be done, Biden would get nowhere near the White House. And I've got a whole bunch of things here today talking about this specific thing and coronavirus also. These are all things that are keeping us locked down, keeping us prisoners to the liberal left. And we have to start watching here. We have to stop complying with what they're telling us to do, because as long as we do, we're going to lose America, folks. And that's the way this whole thing is going right now. The votes that were cast on the 3rd should have already been counted, period. It should have already been counted. But we've got judges who are saying, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter when the ballots come in, they're going to be counted. It's never been done that way before. If votes came in after a certain day, they were not counted. And it didn't matter who they were for. But I'm pretty damn positive that if votes came in for Trump after that certain day, they would not be allowed. But if they came in for Biden after that certain day, they'd be allowed. They are doing everything they possibly can, folks, to make sure that Biden wins the election. And it doesn't matter if they have to cheat everyone in the United States to get it done. They're going to get it done. And that's what their plan is. That is what they're working on.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Back, folks. Now, a silver microphone of freedom tonight is a gray one, because my silver microphone that I normally use only plugs into my mixer, and my mixer went out this last Monday, so I'm using my old microphone. My mixer is dead to the side of me right now. It doesn't work. It's a two-channel thing, and one channel I was never able to get to work because you plug your microphone into that there with a regular plug like you plug into speakers. And that one I could never get to work, but the other one was a regular microphone plug that plugged the microphone plugged into it. And that's the channel that went out on me. And every once in a while, over the last couple of months, you'd hear me do a show where there was a lot of crackling and popping in my microphone. And that was this mixer of mine starting to go out. And I am looking for new ones right now. I've got a new one that I've been looking at. But if I got it, it would take probably a couple months for it to get to me. So I am going to be looking into the stores here in Albuquerque to see if I could find one that I could get that isn't too terribly expensive so I can start using my microphone again. But hopefully this one that I've got right now is working and I'll be able to do the show. We have been doing our best to try and keep you informed as to what is going on in this nation. I've been talking about what they have in the Albuquerque Journal over the past couple of past week or so. In excuse me, in today's journal, they had an article in here right on the front page. The big one is 23 virus deaths, and that's something else I'm going to be getting into because I don't think this is happening. This is something that they are trying to ramp us up for. And I've got somebody who actually, let me see if I've got that here. I know I've got it. Well, I can't find it. But there is one audio that I wanted to get tonight, and it was of a guy who was talking about what is going on here in this nation and the things that are actually happening all around the world. And the thing that's really sad about all of this is that here we have the greatest nation in the world right now, which is America. And we have a whole segment of this nation, the people who are voting on the left, the ones who are doing everything they can to destroy America, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, the Maxine Waters, the and about three or four of them are right out of California. But all these leftists are working to destroy America. And the one person who has been working to save America is the one who's getting cheated on right now. And we have people like this idiot Keith Olbermann. The other day, yesterday or today, I think it was, November 5th. And I found this in Breitbart, but he said it's necessary to remove and arrest the President of the United States tonight. What in the hell? And I'm sorry about using this kind of language, but what in the hell do these leftists, socialist morons, Keith Olbermann, know about anything? They want to destroy this country. That is for sure. But the article said former ESPN anchor Keith Olbermann is calling for the arrest and removal of President Trump, and he believes it should happen tonight. And that was on the 5th. And the article said the call for Trump's apprehension came during a rant on Olbermann's YouTube program, Olbermann versus Trump, shortly after Trump addressed the nation on Thursday evening. He said, when Trump talked, he said, "We think there's going to be a lot of litigation because we have so much evidence. So much proof, it's going to end up perhaps in the highest court in the land. You'll see." we think there'll be a lot of litigation because we cannot have an election stolen like this. And this is absolutely the truth, folks. You, like I said at the beginning of the show, you stop and look at the rallies. And this is the big go-to here. If Trump wasn't, if Trump was not as popular, you know, like the Democrats say, the rallies would have been flipped. Okay, Trump's rallies would have been like Biden's, where nobody says anything. They just sit and just like robots, just while Trump speaks. Nobody would yell. Nobody would scream. 4 more years. Nobody would do anything. And there'd be like 5 or 10 up to maybe 100 people at these rallies. Okay. And if Biden was as popular as the media and the left is trying to make everybody believe, it would be his rallies that would have thousands and thousands of people at them. They would be yelling, "We love you, Biden. We want you in the White House." That isn't happening. What is actually happening is Trump has these rallies, and every one of them has thousands of people at them, and they're all yelling, 4 more years. Biden's rallies, on the other hand, have anywhere from 5 to 100 people at them. And most of the time, Biden's rallies and Harris's rallies have more Trump supporters outside flying Trump flags than they have Biden supporters. But Keith Olbermann, after Trump said, "We want every legal vote counted, and I want every legal vote counted. We want openness and transparency," which he has had, folks. He says, "No secret count rooms, no mystery ballots, no illegal votes being cast after Election Day." Well, first off, illegal votes shouldn't be even allowed in the first place. But Olbermann says, "Trump has lost his mind and must be removed tonight." Said the coup attempt, "We can survive. A mentally incompetent president, we may not. Instead, he will stay, and when he concedes, he will simultaneously begin a campaign for 2024. Well, I've heard this, and it would serve the Democrats right. If Trump loses this election, Americans are going to be in bad shape. And after 4 years of Biden, they're going to be in horrible shape, just like they were under Obama. And if President Trump runs again, which he can do, guess who's going to vote for him? I know I will. But in the video, Olbermann referred to Trump as President Karen and called him a lame duck president. Now, the former Sports Center anchor also referenced a report which claimed that Trump had said he would run again in 2024 should he lose the election. Well, why shouldn't he? He's having this election stolen from him. He's got morons like Keith Olbermann, who does his show on YouTube called Olbermann versus Trump. Okay, and he always starts, he started it off with, "This is Olbermann versus Trump, and I'm not Trump." Okay, but Olbermann is a frequent and vocal critic of Trump. Last month, Olbermann said that Trump should be given the death penalty for each count of the 220,000 Americans who have died from coronavirus. Now, for one thing, it has been proven there have not been that many deaths of Americans from coronavirus. They may have died and had coronavirus, but they died from something else. And these morons like Olbermann idiots, and they show their idiocy every time they open up their pie hole. And this whole idea that we have to accept what the Democrats are doing to this nation is absolutely idiotic. They're constantly telling us things that Trump did without any proof, because they feel that the only proof they need is their voice. And there was, you know, and the way that this whole thing is going, it's just insane. We got Democrat Representative Cleaver. If we want to prevent a split in the country, we need some national election standards. We have national election standards. It's the Democrats who are destroying them. The Democrats are trying to make us all think that everything that's going on now has happened since the beginning of America. No, it hasn't. They have started pushing it in since Bush beat Gore in 2000. None of this is normal, folks. It's just like Dan Bongino said, none of this is normal. And we are, this whole idea that we're doing all of this is destroying this nation, and it's supposed to be that way. This is just totally insane. And Dan Bongino had it right here. Because he was talking yesterday about what we have to look forward to.
We're opinion people. We have strong opinions. Yeah. And last night, Arizona hurt us bad. Thank you to the conservatives that got out and voted and the Republicans. But the people who voted, you could have decided the presidency last night, Arizona. You really hurt us bad. Cindy McCain and others, these turncoats. I mean, just what a disaster. This race could have been over today if Arizona would have done the responsible thing and voted for the guy not looking to terminate life in the womb, destroy the economy, lock it down, or all that other stuff. But let me get into the show first.
All right. Now, he is absolutely right there. The American people have been listening more than the leftist media thinks they have. They've been listening, and I hope my microphone is working, because I had somebody come in on my phone lines, and they're usually there to listen to the show, and so I'm going to be keeping an eye on this one, because if they leave, then I'll know my mic isn't working. But right at the moment, what we have is an America that is being destroyed by the leftists, and the leftists think they have every right to do the destruction. It's like Dan Bongino just got through saying here. But he even went on farther. He talked about what was going to happen if Trump loses.
We're opinion people. We have strong opinions. Yeah. And last night, Arizona hurt us bad,
Wrong one. Here it is.
Good news, bad news, semi-bad, semi-good news, meaning could go either way news. Listen, even if Biden pulls this out, ladies and gentlemen, he's screwed. I'm giving you the facts right now, because the facts are going to matter. You're not going to get them from any journalists who totally failed us last night. PJ Media has a great piece I'll have up at the show notes today. You can access the show notes by going to bongino.com/newsletter. Ladies and gentlemen, even if Joe Biden wins, he's totally screwed. That's literally the title of the piece. Well, not literally, because I read it out of... I hate that word. The good news is that Biden is screwed, even if he wins, by David Goldman. What does Goldman mean by this? You know, Paula said to me this morning, she said, I want to go back to watching Amigas y Rivales. You know, when we first met, he read a lot of Us magazine and was interested in her job and, interested in politics, but not like we are now. Now we're obsessed with our job, it's our livelihood. And she's like, I can't. Her stomach is torn up. She loves Donald Trump. She loves politics. She loves this country. She loves everything it stands for. She's an immigrant here, so it means so much to her. And she's broken up. She's sitting right there, so I feel bad talking about her, and I didn't tell her I was going to bring her up on the show. But she's broken up like a lot of you are. But ladies and gentlemen, you can't refreeze that ice cube. Once it melts and the entropy kicks in, you can't refreeze it. The particles go everywhere. You can't stuff that genie back in the bottle. Once you become involved in politics and saving your country and you bleed for it, you emotionally bleed for it, some people physically bleed and die for it, you can't go back. You can't turn that off. I know you're hurting right now, but I want to give you a bit of good news. If Biden wins, he is totally screwed. Why? What do I mean? Folks, we are going to hold the United States Senate, the Republican Party. There seems very little doubt at that point. At this point, we will hold it with between 51 and potentially 53 seats, which for liberals listening, that's a majority. Even if Joe Biden happens to win the White House and Kamala Harris as the vice president is the tiebreaker, if we win 52, 53 seats, 52 looks pretty likely like now as Republicans, we can still lose a vote and still block most of what Joe Biden's going to do. Now, if I'm trying to give you the bad news first, we can give you the good news later and leave you on a good note on a really tough, feels like a Monday because it was such a long day, but on this really tough Wednesday. If Mitch McConnell holds the Senate together, which looks likely, we show no evidence of the past, we can block almost all of Biden's appointees. Because remember, the Democrats are not going to have the vote. They're not going to have a 60 votes to do anything. They're not even going to have a majority. 60 votes they need for legislation because of the filibuster. But remember, for Biden's appointees, say he tries to appoint crazy left-wing lunatic judges, Biden would need 50 plus the tiebreaker. He's not going to get that. He's not going to have 50. He could have as few as 47 Democrats. You understand what I'm telling you? He's not going to be able to get any signature stuff through. Not Puerto Rican statehood, not Washington, D.C. statehood, not packing the courts. They're not going to go anywhere with constitutional amendments, which wouldn't necessarily be Biden, would be the whole country. None of that's going to go through. The Green New Deal, the tax hikes, McConnell can block everything. Everything. It will be the cooling chamber. Now, that's the semi-good news. The bad news is Biden obviously would still have a heavy hand over foreign policy. We'll probably see a bunch of disastrous new negotiations with the death to America Iranians. We'll probably see a full-blown attack on Israel and elsewhere. I don't mean an attack like a war attack. I mean a political attack on Israel because, the Democrats have gone, full anti-Israel. But he will not get any of his signature stuff through. We are not going to lose the Senate. People like the New York Times and pollsters, who I'll get to too, had the chances of us losing the Senate at 75%. It's highly likely Biden will only win 48 seats in the Senate. He needs 50 if he wins the presidency, plus Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not going to have it. Good piece of good news, number one. Piece of good news number two, obviously a little older, but now appropriate more than ever, if Biden pulls this out. We have a 5-4 conservative majority on the Supreme Court. It's not a 6-3. It's not 6-3. John Roberts, for the 1,000th time, is a liberal. Forget John Roberts. John Roberts has ruined the whole election by letting Pennsylvania count votes into the next election. John Roberts is a disgrace to the bench. He's a total disaster. We're better off with a liberal over there. You probably get more luck. We do have a 5-4 conservative majority in the Supreme Court, so when the Democrats sue like they always do and the case makes it to the Supreme Court, they are probably going to lose. Combine that with the fact that Mitch McConnell can keep seats open as long as he wants because they don't have the numbers to appoint liberal judges because they need 51 senators for confirmation, and the Democrats aren't going to have it. We could have a bulwark. We could have a wall to stop Biden.
Yeah, we could. And this whole thing that, the Democrats seem to think that if Biden wins the White House, they can do anything that they want. They're looking at it exactly the same way as the governor of New Mexico is. She looks at it that she's the governor. So in other words, she is the boss. She is the queen bee. She can make all of us be locked down anytime she wants, and she doesn't have to go through the other two co-equal branches of government here in New Mexico, the legislative and the judicial. If she was doing this right, that's how she would do it. But right now, she's just making mandates. And there for a while here in New Mexico, everybody was, all of the signs in front of Walmart and all the stores were saying, due to state law, masks are required. Well, for one thing, it's not a state law. She didn't go through it the right way. And that's exactly what's going to happen to Biden if he actually ends up winning. The thing that really has me bothered about this, and I've said this before, how can somebody win the presidency when they don't have the votes? They cheat. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing right now. They are cheating, and there's so many ways that they're cheating that we have to stop and look at this and realize what is going on, because if we don't, folks, we've lost America, and we've got to stop letting them push us around. I mentioned the governor here in New Mexico. She's getting ready to lock the state down again because the newspapers are saying, oh, we've got so many new cases. We've got so many this. We've got so many that. No, we do not. All they are doing is what they're accusing the Republicans of doing, scaremongering, and they are very good at it. The big headline in today's Albuquerque Journal, 23 virus deaths, hospitalizations up, get ready for more restrictions. And that's the governor working without the two other co-equal branches of government here. She's not the queen bee. She's not the dictator of this state, but that's how she feels she is, and that's exactly how Biden thinks right now. He's thinking, oh, if I win the White House, then I can do anything I damn well please. I can do anything to the American people I want to do. But he's not thinking about it the way he should be. And he was in the White House with Obama. He should know. But he doesn't. It's just like he's been in government for 47 years. And what has he done? Nothing. But now in his 48th year, he's trying to tell us, oh, I'm going to save America now. Well, if he didn't do anything for the last 47 years, how the hell is he going to save America? He has absolutely no clue about what he's doing. First off, and second off, if he actually gets to the White House, he's not going to stay there. Because like I said in my show last week, well, I tried to say it anyway, the Democrats have already got plans to get him out of there if he wins. And I know, I'm still saying if he wins, the media has already called him the winner. But he's not. It's like I said, even if he wins, he's not going to be the president very long because Kamala Harris will become it. And that's just the way it is. And we're going to have to deal with that if Biden actually wins. Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor and the possibilities are almost endless, from photography and weddings from above to photographing homes for realtors all the way to mapping. I and the Sky Drone Services LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I and the Sky Drone Services LLC at 505-317-8741 or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. Six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police at the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://amazon.com/dp/15002844/91. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844/91. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today. Okay, we are back. The caller number is 646-478-5284 on this Friday evening. One of the things in the Albuquerque Journal, and I constantly have to really hold myself off a little bit on these because they always say things like the article that I was going to read earlier. The headline on it says, Trump questions election integrity. Everybody, my friends, should be questioning the election integrity with the things that have been going on. Because even though the left and this paper here says there is nothing going on that is against the law, we see articles about things that are not right and done wrong every single day. But underneath the headline, it says, unsupported accusations come from the White House. No, they're not unsupported. Not at all. I mean, the thing that supports everything that is in this article here is what comes from the left in the first place. That is what is supporting what Trump said. But I had a different thing here, something from Liz Wheeler, who used to be with One America News. And she is still doing those things, the five things the media won't talk about. She still does those. But she did this one to, yesterday on how Trump matters. And this is a good one. And people need to listen, because what they are doing right now is so many people who have absolutely no clue about what this country is about and have absolutely no clue of what the Constitution is about are voting against the man who is trying to save this country. And here's what Liz Wheeler has to say about this. This is good. You need to listen.
A left-wing startup company named the Gravel Institute, who bill themselves, by the way, to be the leftist response to PragerU, tweeted in the lead-up to the election, and I quote, "What if, hear us out, the Constitution sucks and is wrong about everything and should not be the basis for running a society in the 21st century," end quote. This is why President Trump matters. This is why President Trump's legacy matters. Imagine what our nation would look like without the Constitution of the United States. No right to vote, no electoral college to protect minority states, no free speech, no checks and balances on our federal government, no right to keep and bear arms, no right to pray or go to church, no right to a speedy trial, no right to an attorney, no right to appeal the government for a redress of grievances, no presumption of innocence until proven guilty, no right to protest, no right to a free press, no right to do business and provide for your family, no right to private property, no fundamental, inherent, protected right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, none of it. None of it if the Constitution sucks and is wrong about everything and shouldn't be the basis of running a society in the 21st century. None of it. Think communist China, Venezuela, the Soviet Union, Iran, North Korea, tyranny, authoritarianism, abuse of government, abuse of power, abuse of human life. This matters. America matters. Our founding principles matter. Our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution matter. Your rights matter. And President Trump matters. The best way, the only way, to preserve and protect our rights codified in the Constitution, solid yet also fragile, is to fight back against radical leftists and corrupt politicians who feed the growing beast of the federal government to the point where government controls what you say, what your kids learn in school, how or if you're allowed to practice your religion in your workplace, if you're allowed to open your business, if you're allowed to vote, protest, publish, speak, do business, and live your life as you see fit. This is the legacy of President Trump, fighting back against this gruesome assault on the values that make us Americans. Under President Trump, we've seen the lowest unemployment rates in history for Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, women, military veterans, and disabled Americans. Under President Trump, he deregulated business, which created new jobs. He's cut taxes. He brought jobs back from overseas. He's fought the trade war with China's communist regime. He's de-escalated almost wars with North Korea and Iran. He's brought our soldiers home from Middle East wars. He's killed Soleimani and al-Baghdadi, two of the world's top terrorists who threatened your safety and mine. He's defended Jack Phillips' right to religious freedom in his cake bakery and Little Sisters of the Poor against Obamacare's mandate that they buy birth control and thereby violate their faith. He's defunded abortion giant Planned Parenthood via Medicaid. He's appointed three constitutionally minded Supreme Court justices and over 150 other judges to the federal bench. He's focused federal resources on sex trafficking. He's fought for due process during the Kavanaugh hearings and on college campuses. He's championed school choice, defunded federal agencies who taught critical race theory, all the while refusing to back down to corruption, to assault by the radical left and their puppets in the mainstream media, baseless accusations of Russian collusion and Ukraine corruption. And why? Why does this matter? Why is the Trump legacy critical to this moment in history? Because every single thing I listed, accomplished by President Trump, plus 1,000 more, have helped secure your liberty, your rights, your opportunity, your freedom to live your life any way you want, without the government's interference or permission or oppression or dictate, and to pass that liberty on to your children and your children's children at a time when the political force on the other side of the aisle thinks the Constitution and all she stands for sucks. That is why Trump matters.
And that's absolutely the truth here, folks. Trump matters because he loves America. Trump matters because he is trying to do what is good for America. Biden? He hasn't been anything in 47 years, but he thinks that he can come out and say, oh, I'm going to save America now. No, he's not. He's going to continue that destruction that the Democrats have been pushing for generations now. One of the things that I talked about a few weeks ago on one of my shows or one of my updates, I can't remember which, but I mentioned some of the past presidents. Abraham Lincoln, he was actually one of the first, I think he was the first Republican. When he became president, folks, he was hated. He was hated by everyone in Washington, D.C. He was hated by all the politicians. They didn't like what he stood for. He was never someone that they held up on a pedestal and said, this man is a great president, until after he was assassinated. President Reagan. He was hated in Washington, D.C. He got things done, and that made it so that they even hated him even more. Republican president that gets things done against the wishes of the Democrat predators in Washington, D.C. are hated. But after a while, after history finally catches up, they're all shown to be great at what they did. Right now, it doesn't look good for America. It doesn't look good for Trump. But when history catches up, history's going to say the Democrats really effed up. Trump was really trying to bring America back to greatness. And he actually did, until they brought in coronavirus. Now, one of the things that I had found on, well, it was on something that I had, and I had actually recorded it, but I have no clue where that recording is right at the moment. I think that it's probably in my iTunes, because I recorded a bunch of things and there were only a couple of things there. But one of the things that I recorded was a man who was talking about the things that were being done to the world and to the United States because of COVID. And the things he was saying in there was absolutely the truth. And if I had my regular microphone, I'd move the microphone over to the speakers and do something about it and play it through my iTunes. But it's not there. You know, my microphone is not working the way that it needs to. And I just went through my iTunes and it's not there. So one of the things that is going on here, it's just, I don't know. This whole thing has really got me stuck a little bit, because what is going on in this nation right now is We have a president who is doing everything he can to help Americans be great, to help America be great, and yet we have a whole political party doing everything they can to destroy everything that Trump has done. Now, here's one of the other things that Nancy Pelosi and those damn Democrats have said. Once Trump is out of the office and once they get in the position that they can do what they need to do, they're going to get rid of the Trump tax cuts. So that means they're just coming right out and telling everybody right now, as soon as we get ourselves back into power, we're going to take your tax cuts away. You're going to be paying us more money because we deserve it. No, they don't. The Democrats are destroying America and they're blaming Trump for it. And the sad part about it is a lot of people believe them. So here we are, just doing everything we can to try and help Trump. And I know a lot of prayers have gone out for this man. A lot of prayers have gone out for to stop the enemies of the United States and Trump. And I know that eventually it'll happen. But what I'm hoping is I'm hoping that it doesn't happen after it's too late. Because it's just like Tool in the chat room said, we are living in some dark times again. And we are. And the thing that makes it even darker, folks, is that we are complying with what this stupid government on the left is telling us to do. That thing that I wanted to play for you that I can't find the recording for was of a man who, I think he's in Australia, talking about the things that is going on in this nation and in this world. The man's name, and I'm trying to find it right now, because it's in the comments, and somebody asked who the heck this man was. And of course, my computer's being really freaking slow right at the moment and not doing the things that I need it to. But somebody asked who this man was, and I think his name is David Icke. But he was talking about how the governments have essentially destroyed the economies by shutting down businesses all over the world, but especially in the United States. And he said they've got a precursor of what is going to be happening to all of us in Australia right now. And he said the only way to stop this kind of thing from happening is stop doing what the governments are telling us to do. He was talking about COVID. He said he has been around, he has talked to crowds of 10,000 people, have hugged hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. He doesn't own a mask. He will not wear a mask. He doesn't sanitize his hands. He washes his hands all the time, like you're supposed to. And he hasn't caught this disease. The thing that he is saying in there, and I wished I'd have gotten the recording of this because I've got it. I'm looking at it right now. But what he's saying is everything that is going on in this world today is being pushed on us. And it's like Thule in the chat room says, yes, the only thing we can do is stop doing what they tell us to do. All of us need to stop obeying. Exactly. But as long as we have morons out there and they're all over the place, I watch from my balcony outside this bedroom here, or outside this little office that we've got here. I'll go out to the balcony and watch people driving by in the parking lot here. One person in a car. The windows are rolled up. It's 70 degrees outside. At 70 degrees, the virus dies. There's no freaking reason for anybody to wear a mask outside. But I see them driving down the road all the time, alone in a car with a mask on. And I've even seen some pass out and drive into fences and drive into trees and drive into other people's cars because they've got this stupid mask on and they think they're saving themselves and they're not. CDC a few weeks ago said that 75% of the people who wear masks all the time still catch COVID. Why? Because the weave in the mask is bigger than the virus. Masks are not going to stop the virus. The virus is just a micron or so big. The weave in the fabric of the mask is way bigger than that. It's just like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. It's going to work. But we have so many morons out there wearing masks when they're all alone. They walk down the street all alone. Nobody even close to them. You know, a 6-foot rule? Try a couple hundred feet to the next person. And they're out there wearing a mask. The only way this whole thing is going to stop is if we, the people, wake up and suddenly realize that, hey, wait a minute, we're being screwed here. The government is telling us to do something that, hey, if you look at what's going on, what they're telling us to do doesn't make sense. And it doesn't, folks. This virus is no worse than the common cold. The common cold kills just as many people as COVID has, if not more. They're talking now like 220,000 people in America have died because of COVID. No, they haven't. They may have had COVID when they died, but they died of something else. And that's the way the hospitals are going here. You get a person who comes in from an auto accident and they die because of that auto accident, they test them for COVID. If they had COVID, that's what they died of. And there was an article that I actually reported on about 3 or 4 weeks ago where the actual COVID deaths is only like about 900. People who actually died of COVID. Only about 900. Now granted, 900 is too many. But the whole thing of trying to make people believe that 220,000 people have died of COVID. All of this stuff with the masks, and Tula said it exactly right in the chat room. The mask stuff was never about our safety. It was to manipulate us into fear. It was to show the government we are submissive, and it was to show the government they have the control over us that they wanted to have. And it's like here in the state of New Mexico, Governor Grisham can come down from Santa Fe, come into Albuquerque, and walk around the streets and see all these people walking around with masks on. And she's, oh, yep, my job is done. I told them to put the masks on. They're wearing those masks. They're following my orders. Really? This whole idea that the American people have let themselves be duped so badly that they're going to follow through on something that all we have to do is research a little bit. And as soon as we research, and I've got to move my window because a picture of Pelosi just showed up behind my window and it just almost gagged me. But all we have to do is let these people know that they're not right. They're not right in the head. And we're on to them. You know, and on my updates that I do every day, one of the things that I put on there is that this is not about your health. And it's at the beginning and in the entrance of my thing. There is a section right there where it shows a picture of an empty church. And underneath it, it says, this was not about your health. Because it's not. It's about control. And this whole idea is if Biden actually does take the White House here, what that will do is send the message to the Democrats that they're cheating and they're lying and they're distortions of everything that's going on. They got away with. Because like I said at the beginning of the show, there is no freaking way that Biden can be winning if you just looked at the rallies that they was going on. So like I said, Trump had all these rallies, and every one of them, there were people packed in there, thousands and thousands of people all over the place yelling, 4 more years. And then you go to a Biden-Harris campaign, Harris rally, and it was like they were trying to raise people from the dead because nobody was moving, nobody was doing anything but sitting down, nobody was screaming, yay, let's get Biden in the White House. Nobody was doing anything. And one of the last Kamala Harris campaign rallies that she did, nobody showed up to. Now, if nobody's going to show up to their rallies, and if they can get maybe at the most 100 people to them, how the hell are they going to beat somebody who goes in and does 4 rallies a week and has thousands of people screaming 4 more years at every rally? And they're not the same people, folks. With Biden, I think he could easily have the same people at every rally that he does so that they all are there. He'll pay them and then bus them to wherever he has his rallies, and they show up. Nobody ever shows the faces of these people, plus the fact they always wear a mask. So you don't know if they're the same people or not, and I wouldn't put it past them. The Democrats have learned that they don't have to tell the truth anymore. The people are too lazy to research anything. Just tell them a lie. Tell them that this is the truth. Put it in the media. Put it in print. People will believe it. And that's where COVID has gotten us. That's where this whole thing with COVID and the idea that because of COVID, we can't go in and vote. We've got to send you out these mail-in ballots. So they mailed out millions of them. Many going to just an address. Some probably even went to cemetery somewhere. but the Democrats do not know how to do anything legally or truthfully anymore, unless, of course, it'll fit their agenda. Then they will. But they keep telling us, no, nothing like that's going on. There's no proof of it. It's just like here in the newspaper. Trump questions election integrity. Underneath that, unsupported accusations come from the White House. They're not unsupported. They're very well supported. The media won't see it. So the media will print that, and in black and white it says, unsupported accusations come from the White House. I'm going to email this guy that wrote this article. I'm going to say, unsupported my butt. They are very well supported, and they've got truth behind them. This article didn't. The only truth it said on there was in the headline, Trump questions election integrity. He did. But then again, many, many of us are doing the same damn thing. And the idea that America is so, let me put it a different way. The Democrats think that Americans are stupid. They've actually even said that. While in front of a microphone, Nancy Pelosi actually said, the American people are stupid. They won't catch on to what we're doing. And so far, from the looks of what is going on with this election, maybe we are. But there was something I looked at the other day, and this would really shock a lot of people if they ever saw something like this, because most of the time they won't even look for something like this. I was on Breitbart. I was looking at the 2020 election stuff when it comes to Breitbart, because they've been holding the election live updates. And now they've got the headline, live updates, day 4, 2020 results, media declares Biden winner. Joe takes lead in Pennsylvania, Georgia. Biden primetime speech tonight. And Rush, I have not conceded anything. Trump campaign, this isn't over. DOJ probes alleged voter fraud in Nevada. Well, now we've got voter fraud in Nevada. We've got voter fraud in Arizona. We've got voter fraud in Pennsylvania. We've got voter fraud in New York. We've got voter fraud in Maryland. We've got where else do we need it? Another article on there was recounts loom. But here's the thing that really does not jive. It shows Washington, Oregon, and California, all Biden. But the map that I had looked at showed it separated out by counties. California was Biden only on a small sliver on the West Coast. The rest of the state was red. Oregon, same thing, right on the coast, blue. Portland, blue. The rest of the state, red. Washington, the same thing. The cities were blue. The rest of the state was red. New Mexico went to Biden. But the top quarter of the state was red. Or actually was blue. The bottom three quarters of the state, starting from below Albuquerque down, was all red. The other night, Arizona was shown that it was blue. Now it's gray. It hasn't been decided yet. Nevada hasn't been decided yet. Wisconsin hasn't been decided yet. But it's shown the same things on everything here. Now it's showing that Biden has 227 electoral votes. Trump has 214. Now here's where it gets really weird. It changes. Earlier today, I saw Biden with 253, Trump 214. Trump's isn't changing. It's staying right at 214. Why? Because there are states where they know that there's going to be votes for him, and they're holding up the votes. They're stopping it. No more voting. No more counting of these votes. We don't want Trump to have any more votes. So he's not getting any. And then in the Albuquerque paper the other day said that Biden has gotten more votes than anybody in history. But on Breitbart's radar is a thing that says Trump breaks Obama's 2008 popular vote record by over 500,000 so far. Nothing in there about Biden being the one who has the most votes. If this is allowed, we are going to suffer a lot in the next 4 years. And Trump is doing the right thing. He's contesting. And the ones that he's contested that had been given to Biden are now showing they're not Biden's anymore. They're still gray. They're still undecided. So contesting things is a good thing if you have the truth on your side. The Democrats don't. I don't think the Democrats would know the truth if it came up and introduced itself to them. And we have to try and figure out here, we have to try and do just what we can to try to save this nation. And even here in New Albuquerque, another one of those liberal bastions, we had a Trump rally here the other day before the election. And a lot of people showed up. We had people driving up and down Manal here, which is just one half a block away, and I could watch everything almost all day long. Trump supporters with Trump flags flying from their trucks and American flags flying from their trucks. People beeping their horns, people on megaphones saying, Trump, 4 more years. I haven't seen anything like that about for Biden. And Biden's the one who was supposedly took this city. According to Biden, according to the Democrats, there are no Republicans in Albuquerque. It's all Democrats. Nobody ever came here that supported Trump. There are too many people who will not fight for what is right when the government tells them not to. And right now we have somebody in the White House who is doing exactly what we should be doing. And what are we doing? We're sitting back, not doing a damn thing, letting the left lie and cheat their way into the White House. And the Republicans that I have watched over the years would lay down and let this happen. I hope to God it doesn't happen this time. I hope that the Republicans will stand up and show a little bit of backbone, because this should not be happening. This should not be going on. This should have been a landslide for Trump. And if things were done the way they should have been done, it would have been. It's just like I was saying about a couple of races that I had talked about on my updates this last week. Coleman Franken was one of them. Franken won that election, but what a lot of people don't even remember was Coleman, the Republican, won that election by over 10,000 votes. This was in Minnesota. For Al Franken did not win that election. But what happened was the Democrats started calling for recount after recount after recount. Finding votes here, finding votes there, and every vote they found was for Franken. Statistically impossible, but that's what happened. They started finding votes, ballots, in trunks of cars. And after it was all said and done, Franken won that election. No, he didn't. He stole that election. Just like Biden right now is trying to steal this election. And the only one standing in the way right now is Trump. And everybody's coming down on him because they're saying he's the bad guy because he won't leave the White House. He shouldn't have to. He is being cheated out of what should actually happen. And if the Democrats stay the way that they are, and the Republicans stay the way that they have been over the last 30 years, it's going to be allowed. Hopefully, we've got some Republicans in there right now who's got some backbone, and they will stand up to this. Because this is wrong. This is wrong in so many ways that I can't even count the number of ways. And all you have to do is go back and watch the rallies. The last rally that Kamala Harris had in Florida, nobody showed up to. How can they be winning? The last rally that Biden had was a flop. Not many people came. How can they be winning? The last rally that Trump had, he had three on the second. All three of them, or he had the last three that he did, had thousands of people at them. How could he be losing? He's losing because the media says he is. He's losing because the American people are sitting there, okay, well, fine, he lost. We'll just go for the next election. And to that one, folks, I can say, if there is a next election. Because if this is allowed, we will never have a fair and honest election again. America has always been the greatest nation this world has ever seen. But we've also always had an enemy. And that enemy is on the left in our government. Stalin once said that America will never fall from without. If America falls, it will fall from within. We're seeing that today. And for all you Democrats out there who are listening to this and saying, oh, that's just a bunch of sour grapes. No, it's not. It's the truth. And all I have to say about this whole thing is, because it is the truth, God will be on our side when things finally clear up. When things finally clear up, the liars who are on the left will be exposed for what they are. One of the articles that I had read earlier today in the show was a one by Keith Olbermann who said that Trump needs to be put in jail. He needs to be hauled out of the White House and put in jail. Why? For standing up for America? That's exactly what the left is going for right now. They want to get rid of everyone who stands up for America. PragerU is teaching our youth to be law-abiding, conservative Americans who value the Constitution and the rule of law. But we have this thing called Gravel Institute now, and they think the Constitution sucks. They think that we should get rid of the Constitution because in the 21st century, we shouldn't have a Constitution that sucks. There's no proof in this. There's no anything but an opinion. And they push that opinion like it's the God, like it's God's truth. It's not. It's still a lie. But they're getting away with this stuff because the people will not watch what the left is doing to our nation. And we have to start watching, because if we don't, we're going to lose this nation that we love. And this election that we're watching right now is a really good example of what we're going to lose if we continue. We have to stop. We have to watch. We have to research. We have to find out the truth, and then we have to go with the truth. And if anybody is lying, like Biden and Harris and Obama and the left and Michelle and all of the morons all over the nation, Cuomo and Whitmer and Grisham and Newsom, all these people need to be exposed for what they are: un-American, unpatriotic, lying people who hate this country and will do anything they can to destroy it. And what we're seeing now is the result of those lies, the result of those people that I just named, plus more, who have decided America is not worth saving, who have decided that anybody who votes for Trump should be thrown in prison, anybody who supports Trump should be thrown in prison, because that's all we deserve. They don't give any proof. They don't give any honesty to anything that they're saying. All they're giving is their opinions. And we're not supposed to question those. We're not supposed to question those opinions of theirs, because those opinions of theirs are the truth, don't you know? No, they're not. They're just a bunch of lies. And they're told to destroy America. I thank you all for listening to the show. I thank you for being here. I will be back this next Friday, and it will be later than it was. Then it'll be at 8 o'clock, like this one is. And thank you for being here. My youngest stepdaughter is coming in on Sunday, so I will be probably unavailable for most of the week. I'm still going to do my updates, but I may not be here on Friday. It all depends on what we're going to be doing on Friday, but I will keep everybody informed. And God bless you all. God bless our troops. And pray for the president, because he needs it. And as a friend of mine used to always say, we will not be ruled. God bless you all. Let's see if I can find my, there it is. God bless you all.